your financial goal.
You want more money? Turn what you know into dough. Start hanging out with the people who have it.
You create wealth on your own terms. It is not only your rights, but your duty to build wealth.
You are fiscally fabulous,
and it's time to enjoy your legacy.
You're listening to Fiscally Fabulous with Dr. Teresa R. Martin, Esquire, a podcast that aims to provide you with the tools, guidance, and encouragement you need to build your wealth, enjoy your wealth, and leave a lasting legacy. Dr. Martin is an accomplished attorney, speaker, business consultant, and real estate strategist, an all-around self-made success who provides highly sought-after expert consulting in the creation, growth, and maintenance of generational wealth.
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Teresa, and I am here with Velma Knight. You understand about Push Beyond Your Limits. We've been talking about Push Beyond Your Limits. So Push Beyond Your Limits Meet the Author series is where we introduce each of our authors and their related chapter topics as a preview of what you as a reader will learn from reading the book, right? So today we are speaking with Velma Knight. And her chapter title is The Resilient Retiree, A Resilient Journey. And what I'm going to now introduce now, embarking for all you getting ready to retire or already in retirement, she's actually going to be sharing her nuggets as to how she got here and how you can too. Velma, welcome to the call.
Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome. So Velma, The Resilient Retiree is such an inspiring title. Could you please give readers a glimpse into the challenges you discussed and how your journey can serve as a blueprint for retirees seeking new purposes or a new purpose through their entrepreneurship journey?
Well, my journey involves seeing several avenues with a strong focus on real estate. That's how it started out. And I was with a group of people, and that's what we were concentrating on. But then, you know, retirement starts looming. And to tell you how crazy the path was, I even considered going to law school just so I could secure my retirement, because I figured, oh, this way I can always do a part-time job. And I finally decided, though, now that's not going to work. I'm going to go through 3 years, and no. I then focused on real estate. And I said, okay, that's a way of securing my future and providing a legacy. And then I met you in 2012 or 2013. And that's when you really started delving into legacy. And I realized, okay, retirement is looming. I have no idea what I want to do. I know I want to travel. I've always said I wanted to travel. I have no set plan in place. And with Momentum Education and a few other things, I realized, okay, you know what? I'm not going to sit at home. I do not want to work again unless I'm bringing in passive income. There's something I need to do. And I said, okay, entrepreneurship built this country. And my grandfather was an entrepreneur and my uncle was an entrepreneur. And I decided, let me pursue that. But then what am I going to do with that? I said, you know, I'm retiring. I'm facing all these challenges. So why don't I, in a sense, do something about my journey or record it? Or there are others who are going through the same situation I'm going through. There were a group of us and we were all discussing, well, what are your plans? We actually had no plan as what we were going to do when we retired. Everyone says they're going to travel, but you can't travel forever. So, you know, you don't realize the drastic change you're going to go through until you stop preparing for it and you realize, I'm not going to be around the same people. What am I going to do with my day? Those are just little simple challenges. And then when you throw in family in the mix, like I'm not in between. Some people have their children, and some people have their, you know, their parents. I just had my parent, and I had a niece and a nephew. And speaking to Dr. Teresa, she kept saying five generations down. I kept thinking, I have nothing, no road plan or anything to lead my niece and nephew to show them that this is the thing, these are the things I've done, this is where I've been, and this is where I'm going. And that was another part of the challenge. And then it was, well, okay, you want to do something that's going to be in passive income, but you also want to do something that's going to help other people. You want to do something that's going to be a win-win situation. What are you going to do? And then I thought, where am I going to live? Am I going to stay at home? And what happens when I'm in my 70s or in my 80s? What am I going to do next? You know, all these little questions that came into being. And still, I had no plan.
Wow. Wow. And that's some of the things that, you know, some people think that is so far off. Some people think that once I retire, it's the end. But retirement doesn't mean, you know, have to mean at least the end, right? It can be a new beginning. So what inspired you to actually, you know, share your story? And what actionable advice can readers expect to find in your chapter that will help them embrace the resilient post-retirement journey?
Well, I was helping other people with their retirement, and someone said, you know, you really should spread this wide and help even more people. I was helping some people run their numbers, because oddly enough, even though I'm really not crazy about math, I was good at that. And then I would always do research on different questions and things that were coming up. And someone said, you know, you've got all these answers. Why don't you take this and spread it to someone, to others who don't have the answers? And then I said, okay, I'll start this company. And then for almost 6 months, I couldn't figure out what to call it. And out of the blue, I said, well, why don't you just call it Real Ageless? I said, okay, Real Ageless. I said, you know what? I'll call it Real Empowered Ageless Living. I said, okay, that's great. I've got real. And I said, you know, that's exactly what I'm going through, because this is definitely real. Now, some of the strategies. First thing I had to do was acknowledge the fact that I'm retiring at an older age. Most people retire maybe in their 60s. I was 70 when I retired. And I realized I have to look back. And, you know, you kept telling me, use your wisdom and experience. And I kept saying, I have no experience. You know, I work.
Right.
What experience do I have? And then I read somewhere about doing a reserve bucket list. You know, people make up the bucket list that I'm going to travel, I'm going to do so-and-so. Make up a bucket list and list the things that you've done, reflecting on the milestones you've achieved in your life. Wow. And some of the skills, no matter how small or how, you know, insignificant they may be, just write them down. And then put down the different things you've used, you know, if you use technology, et cetera. Because they all help you to realize what skills you do have. And then after I did all of that, I said, okay, I really need to sit down and decide what it is I want. What are my values? Because your values are really in your mindset are going to tell you the things that you want to do, the things you don't want to do, what interests you and what motivates you. And I kept saying, you know, 20 years ago, things motivated me. Nothing motivates me now. But when you sit down and do that self-reflection, it helps to pinpoint what still matters to you. Then you have to set goals. You have to define what success looks like for you and create that plan to achieve your particular goals. And it has to be realistic. I mean, as I say, everyone wants to say they want to travel, but exactly, you're not going to be traveling 365 days a year. You may travel for 2 weeks. What are you going to do the rest of the time you have? And don't do anything that's going to cause you to become overwhelmed, because things will happen. Things will go awry. And you don't want to be discouraged if things don't go according to the plan that you've set up.
Are you ready to conquer new horizons and elevate your journey with this game-changing guide? Introducing the transformational catalyst you've craved for. Push beyond your limits. Envision unlocking your full potential, paving the way to extraordinary success. Your voyage to triumph commences today. This isn't merely a book. It's your navigational chart to success. Fuel your ambition and learn from those who've defied the odds just like you. Turn aspirations into achievements. Grab Push Beyond Your Limits on Amazon and enjoyyourlegacy.com. Don't wait to elevate your journey of entrepreneurial success.
It's not a luxury. It is a necessity. And, you know, with COVID, I've gained weight and all these other things, but I was talking to a cousin of mine, and I realized taking care of himself over the years has prepared him for retirement. He's healthy. He's doing well. He's got his passive income, you know, situation going along. And I realized I have to, you have to do things that bring you joy and happiness. They said that there's a difference between fun and entertainment. Entertainment is something that you see, but fun is something you create. It's the same thing with happiness. You can't rely on others for your happiness. You have to create your unhappiness. And if it's a simple thing such as taking a walk or joining a Y, a meditation, or even just spending some time with friends during the week, that has to be one of your priorities. And I mentioned these things on my website. And as I said, remember, the best laid plans will go awry. Challenges will come up. I mean, my last day of work was July 9th, 2021, and I was having a great time when I realized I can actually buy that paint kit and have time to paint, and I was going for my walks. And then December rolled around, and I have a brother that's autistic. December 1st, he suffered a stroke. So now I was going back and forth to the hospital and even helping with him recover. And then they discovered he had blood clots. So now they to another hospital, so I was going there. Then my sister ended up having surgery. So now I was leaving one hospital and going to another. Then 10 days after that, my mother started complaining about pain in her back, and it turns out she had sciatica, but it was the 14 hours in the emergency room with her. And then she couldn't go home, and they give you like less than 24 hours to pick out a nursing home that she can go to because she can't stay at the hospital. And now my retirement, which I was enjoying and relaxing, plans change. And that's where you find that you have to be resilient. You know, I realized as a caregiver now, the main caregiver, I had to take care of myself, but I had to take care of all these other people. And the plans I made, my official retirement day was March 1st, 2022. I had dinner I was going to pick up, a bottle of wine. I had inside. March 1st, I brought my mother home from the nursing home. The bottle of wine is still sitting there. The dinner, I scratched that, but still I'm happy. So, as I said, things will happen. You've got to be able to adjust. And I'm happy in the sense that I was home. I was retired because all these things could have happened while I was working. But they're just the things that you can plan for. But if you plan for mostly everything else and you take care of yourself, you should be able to be resilient, bounce back, and face the challenges that you have.
Oh, that story in and of itself is an inspiration to others seeking a similar path. So what last minute things that you would say why someone should pick up Push Beyond Your Limits, especially to read, you know, your chapter on resilient retiree?
One of the reasons is they said resilient retiree refers to individuals who have successfully navigated challenges of retirement and adapted to the changes. And a resilient retiree is someone who has developed that ability to bounce back from setbacks and embrace new opportunities. And in my little section of the book, I point to the challenges I face. From the time when I first decided, I can retire, you know, I reached this goal mark, I can retire. And then I realized, well, I'm happy where I'm at, I'll stay. And then I realized that one of the reasons I was staying was maybe because I was afraid of what was out there and afraid of, okay, what am I going to do? You know, I've made a whole group of friends. We've been together for over 20 years, plus friends I've made when I was in a previous location. So you're talking 40 years of friendship, and now all of a sudden things are going to change. And in the resilient retiree, I point out the changes I went through, the things I had to do, how I'm now building that new community of people, and how I'm creating that resilient life after retirement, which has been, for me, profoundly enlightening. And I'm taking pride in how far I've come, and I want others to embrace the same situation, embrace that newfound freedom and that flexibility that retirement will bring you. And rediscover yourself as an individual and envision the vast possibilities that lie ahead. It's not the same as when my grandparents retired. They retired, and then after that, they had maybe a few years to live. You may actually end up spending more years in retirement than you did actually working. So, you know, embrace it. Go through that transformative experience and be inspired. And I hope my story inspires you.
Well, thank you so much, Velma Knights. This is so enlightening. And for those people who are approaching retirement or already in retirement, I believe that this chapter about resilient retiree with Velma Knights will definitely inspire you for your journey. You're next. She is living a life now full of happiness, as you have heard. So I encourage everyone within the sound of my voice to go to enjoyyourlegacy.com, enjoyyourlegacy.com, and pick up your copy of The Push Beyond Your Limits with our authors, The Collaboration Project. This is something that you don't want to miss outside of your library. So without further ado, this is Dr. Teresa, your favorite legal, business, and real estate strategist. And I'm signing off now and wishing you a resilient retired life.
This has been Fiscally Fabulous with Dr. Teresa R. Martin, Esquire. If you would like to learn more on how you can build generational wealth and leave a lasting legacy, go to www.enjoyyourlegacy.com and be sure to subscribe. Thank you for listening. Until next time.